So for those that are out in the hallway, whenever we get down the list a little ways and you see people coming out, then that will let more people come in. I do go in parcel order number, so we'll be starting in the Taneyville area. It'll go on down to Venice on the Lake, Rockaway, Merriam Woods, Branson Hills. So kind of as your area that you're bidding on, once it is done and you want to go to the collector's office and pay, that'll open up seatings for others out in the hall to come on in. Okay? Thank you. Are you taking the bidder numbers back to the office? Okay, good morning and welcome to the Taney County Annual Tax Lien Auction. My name is Mona Cope, the collector of revenue for Taney County. If you have not received your bid number and you had already registered, that's what Brenda's been doing this morning, but they're going to take those bids numbers back down to the collector's office. So if you do not have a bid number, go to the collector's office to obtain one. All bidders must sign an affidavit stating that they are not delinquent on any taxes and are either a resident of Missouri or you have an agent from Taney County to represent you. A false affidavit or insufficient funds upon payment voids the sale of the property. Thank you to the commissioners for the use of their hearing room this morning, and I would like to introduce those helping with today's sale. We have Jen from the clerk's office, Micah from the collector's office, Brenda from the collector's office, and Tanya, she is our GIS tech from the IS department. So as I read off the parcel number, she's going to click on the GIS, and so over here on the projector, you'll see on the map where the property is. Sometimes I go fast and we don't. Well, I'll slow down if that starts to happen, so just let me know. Okay. The tax sale has been published in the Branson Tri-Lakes News for three continuous weeks as mandated by law. As a non-charter first-class county, our tax sale is governed by Chapter 140 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri. The tax sale is conducted annually on the fourth Monday in August. That's why we're a little later this year than usual, because we had the extra Monday. The laws governing the tax sale are strictly construed in favor of the taxpayer, so the owner is to be given every chance possible to redeem their property if it's sold for a lien today. Legislation and court cases often change requirements for the tax sale. In preparing for today's sale, the collector's office has met all requirements of the U.S. Supreme Court decisions and the Missouri state statutes. If you bid on a property at this sale, make sure you have fully familiarized yourself with the laws and procedures governing tax sales in Taney County in Missouri, and that you are legally eligible to bid, and that you understand your obligations after purchasing a tax sale certificate, that you understand the redemption rights held by those with current ownership interest in the property, and understand that taxes must be paid before a collector's deed may be issued, and that the tax lien, which is your certificate of purchase, know that it expires in 18 months. That being said, so if you buy something today, you have to wait until August 29th of next year to apply for your collector's deed. Before you get your deed, you will have needed to have had a title search done and mail notifications, post property, send occupant letters. So read your packets, please, before just, you know, coming in to get a collector's deed, because you have work to do if you buy a purchase, a certificate of purchase today. Handouts are available in your packets on the back table and in the collector's office. Information will be available on our website, taneycountycollector.com. We have a lot of information there, so please familiarize yourself with all the tax sale rules. The Taney County Collector does not make, nor does she imply, any guarantees regarding title, liens, encumbrances on any of the properties offered for sale. Sometimes you even need to make sure you have electric available to your properties. We've run into different scenarios throughout the year, so I've, you know, once you've bought something, if you have any questions, you know, go to the city, go to, you know, the county, find out everything you can about your property. But it's important to have done that kind of research before you buy. It is very important that you know the land you're about to bid on. Your bid is a legally binding contract. All sales are final. Payment is due as soon as the sale is over. If you fail to pay your bid, the property will be offered again at the end of the sale. If no sale is made, the original bidder will be charged a penalty of 25% of the bid amount, and that's per statute 14280. Bidders may leave after you have bid on all the parcels that you wish to buy. You will make payment down the hall at the collector's office. Please show the clerk your bidder card and make payment with cash or check. I will offer the properties and parcel order number. I will announce the parcel number and the total amount of the cost due. Parcels go to the highest bidder. Bids will be in $10 increments. I say that, but if the several people want the same parcel and it goes back and forth, I might increase it. We may go up to 100. It just depends. So that's going to be at my discretion, but we'll start out at $10 increments at least. The bid must begin at the total amount due. I have no X properties this year. That's a good thing. So everything that you bid on, A, B, and C, is for the full amount of taxes today. In order to save time, I'll read the parcel number in the following fashion, not reading the duplicate zeros or legal descriptions. So like the very first one would be read as 38272174-0965, and then you would hold up your bidder card and go from there. On the printed list from our office, I have highlighted the properties with a CID assessment on it. CIDs are community improvement districts. We have one in Branson Commerce Park and over 100 in Branson Hills. For those of you without a list, I'll try to remember to identify these parcels. Okay, and if you have an older list that you got from the collector's office, then our website would have updated daily for you to have marked them off. So if you haven't done that, you may have a number on there that's already had taxes paid and been removed, so don't be surprised. Please note the board. We've only had one person come in and pay this morning that I'm aware of, so you'll mark that off your list. If the parcels were paid after today's list was printed, they will be marked on this board. If the taxpayer should pay before their property is offered, so, I mean, they may be in the office right now paying, then a clerk will come and let us know, and we'll announce it and remove it from the sale. Once we are finished with the list, if there is a property that did not sell and you fail to make an offer and you would still like to, just let me know and we'll offer it again. I say that we'll break from lunch from 1 to 1:30, but hopefully things go well. We'll just work right on through and be done by then. Please make sure your phone's on silent or vibrate. Please go out in the hallway if you need to take a call. We will go through the list as quickly as possible. We have 494 this morning. In the collector's office, there is a box called silent bids. So any of the C properties that do not sell today will be offered as over-the-counter starting tomorrow. So anytime after the sale, if something that was a C did not sell and you want to put in an offer less than taxes, you're welcome to do that. That box is in there by the snacks. Okay. There was only 38, so hopefully they'll sell in here today. We hope to have the website updated to include the additional properties very soon. Bids will be accepted and opened September 8th, and the properties awarded to the highest bidder. So keep checking our website, Taney County Collector, and after today's sale, give us a few days. We'll get that over-the-counter list updated for you. Please note that at this time and until further notice, the Branson Hills CID properties and Branson Commerce Park CID properties for sale over-the-counter are for the highest bid with recording fees, so meaning that you do not have to bid the full amount of taxes on an over-the-counter, but today you do. If you wish to bid, please speak up loud and clear to have your bid number in plain view. And the bid will be final whenever I say, is there any other bids or sold? Okay. We ready? Okay, I have bidder 74 for taxes. Sold. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't look out in the hall. Okay. So 409, let's call that 410 and go to 420. Do I hear 420? I have three bids. 430, 450, 600. Do I have higher than 600?
Here.
650? I have a 650. Do I have a 7? Okay. Do I have 800? I've got 8. Do I have 9? Do I have 1,000? Do I have 1,100? Okay, 1,200? 1,300? I've got a 1,300. Do I have 14? Okay, sold for 1,300. 294. Thank you. 3, 8, 27, 2, 33, 2.001, 2.6370. I have several offers, so let's go to call that 270. Let's go 280. 300. I've got a 400. Do I have a 500? Six. I've got a 600. Do I have a 7? I've got a 700. Do I have 8? 9? Do I have a 1,000? 1,100? 12? I've got a 12. Do I have 13? Do I have 15? 16? 17? 18? 2,000? Okay, I've got several 2,000s. So we have 2,500. I have a 2,500. Sold for 2,500 to number 50. Thank you. 3,827,384.001,616.90. I have a bid. I have several bids. So let's go up to 700. We have 1,000. Do I have 1,100? Do I have 1,500? Do I have 16? 17? 18? 2,000? 2,500? I have a 25. Do I have 3,000? I've got a 3,000. 3,500. 4,000. I've got 4,000s. Anyone higher? 45? 5,000. 5,500? 6,000. Okay, several 6,000. 6,500. 7,000? 8,000? I've got one for 8,000. Anyone else? 9,000? 10,000. 11? I've got a 12? Is anyone for 12? Okay, number 50 for 12,000. Sold. 4,32,5004.002, $1,250.38. Got several offers, so let's go to 1,300. 2,000. Do I have 25? So let's go into 3,000. 4,000. 5. 6. 7. 10,000. 15,000. Got two at 15,000, 16. Got 16, 17, 18, 19, 20,000, 21,000, 25,000, 20, 25,000. Okay, well, okay, 26, 26,000. Okay, 44 for 26,000. That was 44, correct, ma'am? Was 44.
For how much?
Okay.
When there's so many like
that. Ma'am, here in the front row, you are number 44?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now we're over in Venice on the Lake. 4,418,315,351.81. Anyone? No sale? 4,418,310,127.12. Anyone? No sale. 4,418,3230,319.56. No sale. 4,419,1615,263.11. No sale. 4,419,1914,251.29. Number 83 for taxes. Anyone else? Sold. Thank you. 4,419,1915,180.79. Number, okay, we've got two different bids, so 200. 220. 250. 260. Oh, I've got a 300. Okay, 325. So we'll go with 300. Okay, I've got two at 300. Is either of you want to go higher? 320? Okay, number 25 is going to 300.
320.
I'm sorry. 320.